the team at Kemp Technologies in Limerick and Manhattan, somewhere in Germany, I can't remember, and a few other places in the world, would be very pleased to hear that I'm leaving Cork and driving to Limerick today with, on the dashboard in front of me, a little statue of Abraham Lincoln made by a toy manufacturing company, tiny toy manufacturing company, on the road outside Macroom, heading west towards Killarney, alongside a load balancer from Kemp Technologies. I have this letter K alongside Abraham Lincoln, and if you sit it on its back, it looks very cleverly, like as if it's balancing something. So my dashboard has Kemp hashtag one load balancer. I don't think I've ever used that hashtag one load balancer, and it's the number one in my life. But that's what I'm doing. I'm setting off and I'm leaving Cork, and today is going to be a very unusual day in my life because I'm going to be mixing with very people I'm not used to mixing with. I'm going to be mixing with highly technical people, techies. Now, I would say that the place I'm going to is going to be, I may be the only person there who's never written a line of code in his entire life. These people are going to be, used to 3D printing. They're just going to be used to it. They're not going to regard that as an innovation anymore or a recent invention. Virtual reality. They're going to be really into virtual reality. Augmented reality. These people are going to be very smart and an awful lot younger than me. And they're going to have, Raspberry Pis and things like that I don't understand. So I'm going out of my comfort zone, really, because it's a bit like I'm going to an exhibition of stuff that I don't even understand. A modernist painting experience, where I remember my mother looking at my sister's graduation show from St. Martin's Academy in London, way back. And, my dear mother, whom I love to bits, was surrounded by paintings, and she looked at them all, and none of them were representational, none of them were figurative. They were all abstract. And she said to my sister, "Oh, Dee, but what does it all, what does it mean?" And that's another story. But I'm going to be like that today. I'm going to be looking at people doing presentations and people talking and people probably displaying objects. And I'm going to be saying, but what does this mean? It's an unconference bar camp. It's a bar camp, actually. It's a bar camp. It's called 3D Camp. And I don't think that the name is regarded by anyone who's going to it as being the best inventable name today. It just happens to be some kind of one of the chief people involved in this, and one of the, man I think is a really, really nice human being, James Corbett, he told me once, I think, that, look, the name is just an accident these days. Obviously, the name is full of history, but this is going to be at the University of Limerick. Now, the University of Limerick, when I was young, was a technology college. And now it's become, perhaps the most modern university in Ireland. In fact, I don't think there's any perhaps about it. I mean, if you compare a UL, University of Limerick, with the other universities in Ireland, UL stands out. It stands for something. I'm not quite sure what words I'd want to say it stands for, but it's different. And it has branded itself differently from the other universities. And it's another seat of learning, obviously. Very, very big into sports science. There'll be lots of people at this thing today who will be familiar with big data and measuring stuff. There'll be the Internet of Things will be, you know, will be like the sort of things they chat about over breakfast, you know. These people are probably imagining what the Internet of Things is going to mean. And in fact, for all I know, they may be beyond the Internet of Things. You know, they're going to be very technical people. And it's going to be really good for me. I have one thing I'm clinging on to help me kind of navigate my way through the day. One, you know, rather than being overwhelmed by other people's use of acronyms, jargon, shorthand, I have my own basic curiosity. My own fascination with what people are doing. I mean, I have a certain fascination with technology, but what I am really curious about is how people are using it, how people are developing it, how people are selling it, you know, how people are integrating it. I'm probably more interested in the integration of technology into everyday life, and that it probably explains why I'm interested in the integration of technology and biology, the way in which these new nanotechnologies that are coming down the path at us are going to be integrated into the body, literally. And I'm talking about implants now. I'm fascinated by the world of the future where instead of wearable technology, we'll have implanted technology. And, you know, and I'm imagining a crazy future, which, you know, George Orwell, you know, is often sort of quoted as warning against, a world in which technology will take over everything. So Limerick, place of my birth, where I grew up, place I fled from. Fast forward to 40 years later nearly, and a place I admire. You know, it's going to be an interesting day today, and I'm going to do a few podcasts while I'm there. I would hope to just have some one-to-ones with people and have a chat with them and explore what they're doing and let them be as, you know, technical as they want to be, because, you know, there are some people who will listen to this podcast and they will actually be interested in the technology more than anything else. They'll be interested to know what is going on at the front end. And one of the things that interests me about it is the way Limerick, the University of Limerick, is positioning itself, and Limerick is positioning itself, you know, in relation, and Ireland is positioning itself in relation to, for example, Boston. I found an very impressive website yesterday which was displaying Boston as a center of innovation, a center of learning, a center where, you know, venture capitalists were rampant and should be attracted to. Entrepreneurs could flourish. I saw a great website about that, and I thought to myself, is here in Ireland we've got Limerick doing one thing, Cork doing another, Galway doing another, Dublin doing another, and yet we're, you know, we're not even as big as Boston area, I imagine. But anyway, if we could somehow pull all the Irish entrepreneurial sphere together, Irish tech and entrepreneurial sphere together, into one whole, I'd personally be more comfortable. Although, you know, if each of the individual centres like Cork and Limerick, Galway, whatever, all want to brand themselves separately and appeal to their own individual nieces, so be it. The main thing is let us do it well. Okay, I'm off message now. So back to 3G camp in Limerick today with Abraham Lincoln and Kemp Technologies by my side. Bye for now.